I will lift up mine eyes unto the mountains, from whence comes my help.
My help is from the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth.
Our Father,
who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven so upon the earth.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
O Lord, forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Amen. Let's be seated. We read first from Matthew chapter 8 about a Gentile that surprised the Lord with his faithfulness. And when Jesus had entered into Capernaum, a centurion came unto him, imploring him and saying, Lord, my boy lies in the house paralyzed, frightfully tormented. And Jesus says to him, I will come and cure him. And the centurion answering said, I am not worthy that thou shouldst come under my roof, but only say the word, and my boy shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having under myself soldiers. And I say to this man, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard, he marveled and said to them who followed, Amen, I say to you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say to you that many shall come from the east and the west, and shall recline with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of the heavens, and the sons of the kingdom shall be cast out into the outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Depart, and as thou hast believed, be it done to thee. And his boy was healed in the same hour. We also read from Divine Providence, parts of number 155, 255, that this form of religion, the Mohammedan religion, is accepted by more kingdoms than the Christian religion, may be a stumbling block to those who think about the divine providence, and who at the same time believe that no one can be saved unless he has been born a Christian, thus where the word is by which the Lord is known. But the Mohammedan form of religion is not a stumbling block to those who believe that all things are of the divine providence. They inquire how such a thing can be, and they find the answer in this, that the Mohammedan religion acknowledges the Lord as the Son of God, the wisest of men, and a very great prophet who came into the world to teach men. And most Mohammedans consider the Lord to be greater than Mohammed. By the Lord's divine providence, this religion was raised up and adapted to the genius of Orientals, to the end that it might destroy the idolatries practiced by so many nations and give the people some knowledge concerning the Lord before they entered the spiritual world. This religion would not have been received by so many kingdoms with power to uproot idolatries if it had not been suited and adapted to the ideas of thought and life of them all. It did not acknowledge the Lord as God of heaven and earth, because Oriental peoples acknowledged God as the creator of the universe, but they could not comprehend that he came into the world and assumed the human, even as Christians do not comprehend this, who consequently in their thought separate his divine from his human and place the divine near the Father in heaven and his human they know not where. All people of that religion who acknowledge the Lord as the Son of God and at the same time live according to the precepts of the Decalogue, which they also have, by shunning evils as sins, come into a heaven called the Mohammedan heaven. Amen. Please rise. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Amen.